Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Adair reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt is hit by the pitch. Adair moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Hardy moves to second. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressude hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Geiger. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Barry Sheetrany pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Barry Sheetrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheetrany hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 0 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Dick Williams now playing left field. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressuit moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell pinch hits for Dick Hall. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Bress Soot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Lupke now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog is hit by the pitch. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Dick Lubke. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.